It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Tuesday and on the first official show and flashback of fall. And as we talked about, a lot of country songs about falling. A few about getting back up, so that's hopeful. But
it springs eternal.
You think about it, boy, Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces. We were playing Clay Walker, Fall yesterday. All sorts of great fall. But there is one maybe that rides a little lower because it fell than the others. I don't know.
1960.
And it is Hank Locklin's signature song. And, boy, you talk about in the Library of Congress and...
Please help me, I'm falling.
Going old school.
And that would be sin.
1960, please help me, I'm falling. First recorded by Hank Locklin, and it was written by the pair of Don Robertson and Hal Blair. It was by far Hank Locklin's most successful song ever. His second number one on the country charts. It spent 14 weeks in 1960 at number one.
Yowza.
And in total, it spent 9 months on the country music chart. It even crossed over to the Hot 100, peaking at number 8 in 1960. That was on the pop charts there. The song of the story of, I think a lot of people now maybe know it as just kind of a hook in a commercial, quite honestly. But it is the story of a man falling in love with someone he shouldn't. And the inspiration came from co-writer Hal Blair's real life experience of doing just that. Yeah, and his buddy Don Robertson was there to help them cathartically get through it by writing this song in 1958. And they took about the next 2 years to try to finish the thing. Well, Chad Atkins helped a little bit of that power broker in Nashville, and he's the one that scooted the song over to Hank Locklin, who desperately needed it. He had not made a chart appearance, period, in over 2 years. Had a pretty good run of success in the late 50s, but by then... RCA, his record label, was almost thinking about, I think we're pretty much done with this guy. And then this song came along. In fact, it was such a big song that later that very year, Skeeter Davis had a hit of her own in an answer song. And it was actually one of the first ever answer songs that responded to a song. Ronnie Millsap had one of these. And hers was I Can't Help You, I'm Falling Too. And it virtually was the same song reissued. Same music and everything. Skeeter Davis had a...
You say that you're falling.
It was number two for her.
What can I do?
So they did pretty well with this one there. Now, oddly, through all of this, it, in the end, didn't really help Hank Locklin's career. He never again peaked any higher than number seven, even though he would go on to record for the next 19 years. So as we have fallen into autumn, let us go back to one of those country classics. Happy fall, y'all.
Please help me, I'm falling.